Good morning and welcome to the Rush Hour. It's Tuesday, the 14th of June. Celebrating the Mass of the Solemnity of Pentecost on Sunday, Pope Benedict said that the Church has been Catholic from its first moment. He explained that its universality doesn't stem from the addition of new communities, but from the extension of the covenant with Israel to all the people of earth. H2O News was there to record the Pope's homily.
From the first instant, in fact, the Holy Spirit created it as the Church of all people. It embraces the whole world, transcends all boundaries of race, class, and nation, beats down all barriers, and unites men in the confession of the triune God. The Church is holy, Benedict XVI continued, not because of the strength of its members, but because God Himself, with His Spirit, creates it and sanctifies it always. The Church, he added, does not come from the will and the ability of man, since if it were so, it would have already died a long time ago, as everything human passes away. This, however, is the body of Christ, animated by the Holy Spirit. Recalling the joy of the disciples in seeing the Lord, the Pope concluded that it is beautiful to live because I am loved, and it is the truth that loves me. The disciples rejoice, and we rejoice also, because in the faith we can see Him.
The Church walks with you and is a home for you all. The Pope said this on Sunday morning while receiving 2,000 European gypsies in the Paul VI Hall at the Vatican. The gypsies were in Rome as part of a pilgrimage to mark the 75th anniversary of the martyrdom of Blessed Zeferino Ximenez Mala, a gypsy killed during the Spanish Civil War for defending a priest. H2O News again.
It is the first time that a pontiff has received a group of gypsies in the Vatican, but for a long time these faithful have been at the heart of the Church, as Paul VI said in 1965, celebrating Mass in a field with Romanians in Pomezia, and as Benedict XVI repeated today. After listening to some testimonies, the Pope recalled the thousands of gypsies killed in the death camps during the Second World War and the Great Devouring, a drama still little known.
Mai più il vostro popolo sia oggetto di vessazioni.
May your people never again be the object of harassment, rejection, and contempt. For your part, always search for justice, legality, reconciliation, and strive never to be the cause of the suffering of others. After having recalled that gypsy culture, above all in music and song, has enriched Europe, Benedict XVI underlined that many ethnic groups are no longer nomadic, but seek stability with new expectations from life. For this reason, he invited the gypsies to write together a new page of history for your people and for Europe. The search for decent housing and work and of education for children, the Pope concluded, are the basis on which to build the integration which will benefit you and the whole of society, because your children have the right to a better life.
Research demonstrates that embryonic stem cells are not an effective resource for treatment and create false hope for a cure, according to a professor from the University of Milan in Italy. In remarks published in the Vatican's daily newspaper, Professor Augusto Pessina said that an uncritical mentality currently prevails that demonizes any attempt at regulation of stem cell research as anti-scientific and against progress. In May of this year, the German government ordered the closure of the X Clinic, which provided treatment for cerebral palsy, Parkinson's, and spinal cord conditions, after an 18-month-old baby died from an injection of embryonic stem cells into the brain. A few months earlier, a 10-year-old child was left severely disabled after undergoing a similar procedure. Pessina said correct and honest information is urgently needed to prevent more unethical cases. A massive new statue of Christ will be unveiled on the 29th of June in Lima, Peru, on the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul and the 60th anniversary of the Pope's ordination to the priesthood. The 121-foot statue is the fulfillment of a dream of the country's president. It will be visible from every point of the city. The president said he wants it to be a statue that blesses Peru and protects Lima. The annual Paris Chartres pilgrimage has concluded, with an estimated 10,000 pilgrims present in Chartres for the concluding Mass. The Paris Chartres pilgrimage is a 3-day walk from Notre Dame de Paris to Notre Dame de Chartres, approximately 90 kilometres. It originated in the 12th century. Pilgrims are organised into groups of 20 to 65 people that are referred to as chapters. The walk is through the streets of Paris and then on into the countryside. A delegation of South African bishops, including Cardinal Wilfred Napier, has asked Catholics around the world to pray for the people of Swaziland. They have also asked regional blocs to act to secure human rights in Africa's only absolute monarchy. In a statement issued after a recent visit there, they said that the country is in turmoil, tearing itself apart from the inside by the actions of an uncaring head of state and a regime that is getting more brutal by the day. Noting that protest marches in Swaziland's economic hub, Manzini, in April, resulted in the most stringent security clampdown in the country's history, the bishop said urgent action is necessary to redeem Swaziland from this deadly crisis. And finally, a father of 9 is preparing for ordination to the priesthood this week. To explain the situation, here's EWTN's Elena Rodriguez.
Deacon Ian Hellier from Devon, England, is 44. He was the Anglican vicar of 5 rural parishes. Over the past 10 years, he has increasingly felt uncomfortable in the Church of England. Just before Lent this year, Deacon Ian told his Anglican parishioners he was leaving to become a Catholic. He's just one of 68 former Anglican clergymen to be ordained this month into the Catholic Church's personal ordinariate of Our Lady of Walsingham. It was established by Pope Benedict XVI earlier this year as a Roman home for Anglican converts within the Catholic Church. For Deacon Ian, that means giving up a salary, a house, and a pension plan. He is the proud father of 9 children, the youngest a 3-month-old baby girl. His wife, Margaret, is supporting him all the way. She has always said that if this is what God wants, then God will take care of it all.
And that's it for today's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be with you again tomorrow. God bless.